The Tema Port expansion project will begin before the end of the year. President John Mahama announced this when the new ambassador of Denmark presented his letter of credence at Flagstaff House in Accra. The Tema Port expansion project is being done with funding from the Danish government. Six other envoys also presented their letters of credence. Pascal Inadadevo reports.
There were seven envoys in all. Mrs. Maria Aguirre from Mexico, Ms. Tovi Degenbol, Denmark, Emmanuel Zismel from Israel, Joseph Norris from Seychelles. The rest are Harry Panto from Indonesia, Daniel Injule, Tanzania, and Professor Dr. Jovan Marie from Serbia. Upon receiving the credential of Denmark's Tovi Degenbol, President Mahama acknowledged the multi-budget donor support Ghana receives from that country. He was also grateful for Denmark's assistance during the outbreak of Ebola in some West Africa countries. One major project being supported by the Danish government is the Tema Port expansion. It is the first of its kind since the port was constructed in 1962. The construction works include a railway terminal to handle the transportation of containers by rail to and from the port. The Accra-Tema motorway would also be upgraded to a six-lane to enhance transportation to the port.
Coming back to Ghana, we've been working on some important projects with your predecessor, and it's my hope that we'll have the opportunity to continue those projects. One has been the closure of what we famously call the Lavender Hill in Accra. It is our intention to close that hill down and then make sure that the general environment of the area is more pleasant than it has been. But aside from that, Denmark is participating in one of the biggest direct investments in respect of the expansion of Tema Port. And so we're looking to see the implementation of that project, and we're hoping that by the end of this year we can break ground for the project to start.
Next was Mexico, which is reopening its embassy after it was closed down in the 1980s. Emmanuel Mel is from Israel. Ghana was the first country in sub-Saharan Africa to establish diplomatic relations with the State of Israel. Recently, a Ghana-Israel Chamber of Commerce was formed to increase trade and investment. A memorandum of understanding in agri cooperation has also been signed as Israel has comparative advantage in agriculture. President Obama congratulated Israel for its successful elections on the resolution of the conflict in the Middle East. He said Ghana believes in a two-party state process. Messrs. Joseph Norris and Daniel Injule from Seychelles and Tanzania presented their credentials as they begin their duty tours. Ghana looks forward to establishing trade relations with the two nations with the interaction with Harry Pewanto from Indonesia. President Mahama hinted that there is a proposed MOU for a permanent joint cooperation between Ghana and Indonesia to boost bilateral cooperation. The last person honors of presenting his letter of credence was Professor Dr. Joran Maric from Serbia. Ambassador Maric is a psychiatrist by profession. President Mahama said the country is considering reopening its embassy in Serbia. Professor Maric's sense of humor sent the president laughing out loud during their brief interaction. Professor coincidentally presents his credentials on his day.